Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Now, Brains, look who we have all the way from Mexico. We've had some technical difficulties, but everything is fine. We have Rose Backman. Okay, we're going to talk about her story, her journey, her truth, what she's doing, what she's pouring into people, and how she's making the world a better place. Rose, what part of Mexico are you in, princess?
I'm in Puerto Vallarta and loving every minute of it.
She's in the Vallartas. I've been there. It is beautiful. Some really beautiful cathedrals there, too. In the downtown near the water fountain. I love it.
It's perfecto.
Yeah. Are people still swimming in that fountain?
I don't know if they're swimming. I never saw anybody swimming.
Oh, yeah. They have this.
Is they?
Yeah, it's a big pond, and I guess everybody uses it in the summertime. So how did you end up in Puerto Vallarta?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. My second husband, my beautiful second husband, he passed away just over 2 years ago, and we came to Puerto Vallarta many times because our dear friends live here. And so I'm here because my son moved here as well over 2 years ago. So I'm here to be with him and my friends.
And you're living your best life. What are you doing?
I'm living my best life.
What are you doing there?
I'm working. I'm doing what I do. I love. I'm a natural doctor and a specialized kinesiologist. So I work with people over the phone and do what I do. And I just love it. And I see people in person as well. So, you know, my heart is just full of being able to help women shift their belief systems using kinesiology.
Explain to my brains, what is kinesiology and how does that work?
Kinesiology is the study of muscle. It's your muscles. When I test your body, there's a weak strength or a strong strength when you put your arm out, or if I'm testing you with my hands, one is a yes or a no. So when there's a no, I just say, okay, let's keep going. All of your organs hold emotions. So I go through all those emotions in the body. We'll find out which one creates an issue for you. The most common issues are money, weight, relationships, and business concerns.
Well, if that's not a fine kettle of fish, that covers everything, right?
It does. It just about covers everything. So your body knows everything. It never lies. And that's what I keep telling people. Get out of your head. Ask your body. Your body knows everything. Your mind will trick you every single time.
So you get down into the core of the muscles. So you're changing things really at a nanonuclear cellular level.
At a cellular level, because all of our beliefs go back cellularly. So you and I and everyone else, you are made up of your parents' cells and their parents and their parents and their parents and their parents. So as Dr. Bruce Lipton would say, it goes back God knows how many years. So when people are doing things that are off the wall and we don't understand why, that could be from 300 or 400 or 500 years ago, where an emotion got triggered for whatever reason, and this person became who they're not.
Wow.
So my story is, I'm here because of my husband passing, but that is a part of the story of, I've had two husbands pass, and I'm going, what the hell, Rose? What the hell? I'm on this journey of being able to just keep reinventing myself.
Right.
Reinventing myself.
Because you're a woman of a particular age. And let me tell you, some girls can't get a date. You got two husbands. So you have two angels up there watching you. Are you afraid to fall in love again?
I'm not ready to. My focus is my work. So right now, my journey is educating in Canada and in the United States. We held events called The Power of an Unstoppable Woman for over 20 years. And so now we want to be able to continue this with the perfect people that would like to organize those events and just keep educating women to claim their power and stand up for who they are, what they believe in, no matter what. And when you shift your beliefs, everything changes.
Absolutely. And it's an ongoing process, Brains. It's not just one shift. It's knowing where you're in neutral, knowing when you need to drive hard, knowing sometime when you need to go in reverse and pull back, but not being afraid to put one foot in front of the other, because we have to progress or we're going to get stuck. Right, Rose?
Absolutely. And if I can add something to that, what I believe in is to never give up. I want to fix the problem right now, whatever it is. Money, weight, relationships, business, or Zoom calls. Let's fix the problem right now.
Well, you know, you got to peel back the layers of the onion, and you've got to be brave enough. It takes courage to want to see what that other person is, to take ownership of sometimes stuff that's not your stuff, but it's blocking you. So you've got to work through it. And having that self-confidence and being empowered, you know, that's a big $25 word. People say empower. I don't think anybody can empower me. You can encourage me. You can teach me, educate me, support me, but I empower me.
Absolutely. That is absolutely the truth. And that's part of my truth, is that I've worked with people that say they want to get well and they just do not get out of victim mode. And I don't allow that in their space when we're working. I always bring them back to what you just said, empowerment. And if they're not willing to go there, that's okay. They're just not ready right now.
And that's fine. That's good. But don't let outside influences hold you down either. The naysayers and the bullies and the ex and the mother-in-law and the sister. You've got to be able to have a conversation with the person that loves you the most, and that's you, that's self.
That is self. And that's why we all need to work on ourselves, whatever pathway we choose. I choose forgiveness. So if I may, I'd like to go through the three forgivenesses so people can do this for themselves. So once I find the emotion, let's pretend the emotion is the most common, I'm not good enough. I say this, repeat after me. I forgive myself for believing that no matter what I do, I'm never good enough. And then you breathe. And I forgive my mother or my father for believing that no matter what I do, I'm never good enough. The third forgiveness is I ask my parents to forgive me for believing, because they don't feel good enough, that I have to be like them, and breathe. So we go through the forgivenesses. And when you breathe, you're letting go of that energy. You're forgiving the belief system that no longer serves you.
Yeah, we do it a little differently where I'm at. We put it on a piece of paper and walk to the front of the altar and set it on fire.
Ah, good idea.
But it's a burn offering, you know, but I get what you're saying. You're taking responsibility for your part, but you're also allowing space and forgiveness for those outside influences. And that's so important. You know, forgiveness is for yourself, but it takes a lot of work.
It does. And you have to let go and quit judging yourself. So whenever a negative thought comes in, just practice one of the forgivenesses. Forgive yourself, forgive others, or ask others to forgive you. When you stay in victim mode, your vibration is so low. Right. How can you attract anything?
Right. So let's talk a little bit about living in Puerto Vallarta. What is one of your favorite things to do there, Rose Backman?
My favorite thing to do? Well, there's many. One of them is just walking down the Malecón. I'm on the water here with all the beautiful boats, and I love walking every single day and just being familiar with the people and the new people and talking. I love to connect with people. I love to go on the boats. I love being on the water. I've had the experience of doing that 3 or 4 times since I've been here. And for me, it's all about connecting with people. Mm-hmm. And I love going to all the different restaurants. There's every type of food you can imagine here. And I forget, I think there's over 3,000 restaurants.
Oh, are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah. And there's over 350,000 people who live here. Mm. And there's a lot of Canadians, a lot of Americans that live here. They are coming in droves.
Are they living? Are they living there, or are they using this as vacation homes?
There's a lot of people that are coming to live here, and many people live here for 3 months, up to 6 months, and then permanent.
So there's a good infrastructure as far as the water, the sewage, when it rains, transportation.
Well, I wouldn't say it's the best, but they have it.
Okay.
they're always working on it.
It might be something I want to get a timeshare. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
So, yes. If you had 3 wishes, Rose Backman, what would they be?
For others or for me?
Just 3 wishes. You can pick either.
3 wishes, period.
Yep.
I always say I wish for peace and harmony and to be healthy. The second is to create the perfect people to come into my life so we can share with each other our knowledge. And the third is to always remember how powerful and amazing we are as women and to attract those people that are for our higher good, and we are also for theirs.
Wow, that's a frequency changer. What would you tell a 25-year-old Rose Backman?
Oh, the beautiful 25-year-old. Stand up for who you are, what you believe in, no matter what. Claim your power. Have a voice. Listen to your knowingness. There is a deep, deep knowingness within you. And when it talks to you, that was the biggest mistake that I ever made, is when my knowingness said, no, do not walk down the aisle. Do not walk down the aisle, but you do it anyways. You always pay a price for that when you never listen to what you know. You know what you know, what you know, what you know. Please honor it.
Well, you better get to knowing. What makes you happy? What makes you smile?
What makes me smile? There's so many things. You know, the first thing that makes me smile is my choice to wake up every morning and to choose happiness and joy. I know that I have a choice in how my energy is going to be. That makes me smile. When I work out every day and I don't like it, I smile when I'm working out so that I can give myself the pleasure of saying, okay, you're doing this to love yourself, right, even though you don't want to.
The struggle is real, but I'm still doing it because I know I'm loving on me. That is so important. If you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be?
Oh, I'd be the oven. I'd be the hot one. The one that causes problems or fires.
Oh, that's cute. I'd be the spice grinder.
Oh, perfect.
I like to mix it up and make it kind of spicy. How's your Spanish? Is your Spanish getting pretty good living down there?
Poquito. A little bit.
You know what really helps? Watching novellas. My Spanish, watching the soap opera. So it's like my Spanish class. I watch it about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour every day. And I put the closed caption at the bottom so that I can see the words, hear what they're saying, and also watch their reaction. Try that for about 6 months, honey, and you will be ordering off the menu in Spanish.
Oh, there we go. That's perfect. That, you know, you can get really spoiled here because, you know, where I live, there's a lot of Canadians and Americans. And so you kind of get away with not speaking good Spanish. And you're absolutely right. You got to practice.
When you're living somewhere that beautiful, you want to immerse yourself in the culture and honor them, you know, in their native tongue. I mean, because that's a gift, you know, it's an extra skill set. But you are amazing. Thank you so much, Rose Backman. Tell my brains about your current offering, if you have any books, promotions that you'd like for them to be aware of.
Well, beautiful people, if you are interested in having any type of emotional work done or physical work done through kinesiology, please contact me through rose@drrosebackman.com. And when you have a knowingness, I want to remind you one more time, always follow what you know. Do not go down that pathway of being anything but the real you.
Authenticity is important, brains. You know, you've got to show up, show out, and do the work. Everybody can't do the heavy lifting for you. So, brains, you have to do the heavy lifting. You've got to be responsible for your actions. You got to want to do the work. You don't know what you don't know, and you could be missing out on so much. Life is not over. There's an abundance of things to try, to do, to taste, places to live. I mean, look at Rose. Who would think that she would hot knobbing down there in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico? But I'm so glad she popped in with us here on The Edge, brains. Go in. Like, love, share. Like, love, and share. Subscribe. Okay? Like, love, share, and subscribe. And then you get a ding every time I upload something new, fascinating, and exciting. Thank you for being with me, Rose Backman. Come back and visit me.
Thank you. And may I say one last thing to everyone?
Absolutely.
Please remember, when you don't deal with your emotions, they deal with you. Work on them.